The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Singapore on Tuesday cut its forecast for economic growth, as you may well know, to between 0 and 1% because of rising risks, such as the possibility of another round of tariffs by the U.S. on an additional $300 billion worth of Chinese goods, a further economic slowdown in China, which would impact the region, a no-deal Brexit, which would hurt the U.K. and the European Union, of course, which are among Singapore's major trading partners. So what do all these potential risks mean for the job market? Already in the first quarter of the year, data from the Ministry of Manpower showed an increase in retrenchments from the 2,510 in the previous quarter to 3,230. And all of this is coming after a threefold jump, rather, in job losses in the manufacturing sector. Well, joining us in the studio to break this all down and what it means for the man and woman on the street in Singapore, Alex Krisavin, partner, chief commercial officer for Aon's Human Capital Solutions in Asia. Welcome, Alex. Great to have you in the studio.
Glenn, Ryan, pleasure to be here.
We are having some crazy headwinds coming at us right now in terms of potential of recession coming up and all that. What does this mean for job prospects?
Thanks for that. And in general, I think the devil is in the details, right? One can't necessarily generalize of looking at the overall market with one broad swipe. You mentioned the manufacturing sector. We certainly see a slowdown in the type of jobs available there.
Yeah.
That being said, it's not all doom and gloom. Yes, there have been an increased number of retrenchments, but what we see, the numbers reported by MOM are actually relatively similar to previous second quarters of the year since in previous past.
But the difference there might be that all these other factors probably weren't around in other second quarters, right?
That's absolutely true.
We look at the trade war. We look at what's happening in Germany and the EU, and I mean, just all over the place. There's a lot of stuff happening out there.
No, without a doubt. I don't remember last time you were able to go get a mortgage in Denmark as you can nowadays.
And get paid back for it, right?
Yeah.
Your outlook for the job scene, how do you measure that? Are you seeing a reduction in available jobs or an increase in retrenchments? How do you measure that at Aon Human Capital?
Right. So what we have at Aon Human Capital Solutions is a proprietary database. We basically go out to our clients. And in Singapore, for example, let's just pick a sector, tech sector, which I have a feeling will come up further on in our conversation.
Sure.
We have about 470 companies that give us the entirety of their payroll data, right? And all these companies, from large MNCs to local startups, by providing us with this information, are able then to look back and benchmark both on compensation and other factors, and therefore get a sense that's a very good proxy of what should be the outlook for the jobs coming through.
Yeah, yeah.
We also ask them, what is their attitude towards growing their business, right? It wouldn't surprise you, Glenn, to hear that on average, companies, well, go through attrition cycles, and by and large, it is voluntary attrition, right? Their retrenchments, yes, have increased. By as a comparison to those who are deciding to leave the job, that's a relatively small number.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you were to put it in percentage terms, companies, and again, let me focus on tech sector, about 12 to 15% of individuals choose to leave on an annual basis, and about 3 to 4% are asked to leave, right? Just to give you, it's typically a 4x difference, right? So again, it's very much employees market still.
Interesting idea. Now, of course, Singapore has always generally had a very tight labor market anyway. I mean, close to 0% unemployment, effective unemployment.
Yeah.
Maybe it's too early, but are you seeing any trends that might be different than what you've seen in past years? You mentioned the second quarter numbers are about the same, but as you look at what's happening in the recent weeks, whether it's the global trade issues or the uncertainty, the political instability, things like that across the region here, are you expecting to see any trends different than what you've seen before?
Fair question. And I think it's a matter of maybe taking a big pause and taking a giant step back. We are in a transformational phase, I think, of how we look at jobs, right? The idea of a long-term one-employer employment is long gone.
Oh, for decades, right?
Absolutely, right? We're talking about companies of the future where you could, I don't know, have a a CEO, you probably need a CFO. I would argue you need a CHRO. But do you really need full-time employees?
Yeah.
And if anything, we've seen this happen in other parts of the world. In Silicon Valley, for example, you see some of the most progressive companies look at non-permanent workforce who would provide and deliver most value.
So sort of the gig economy, that is a common phrase?
Exactly, the gig economy. But what are they doing? Are they driving you around? Are they picking up your groceries? Or, as we are seeing out in California, they're doing actual product development. So delivering tremendous value to the companies.
Yeah, and so that is the trend. People are getting into that more. Saves them on HR costs, right? You know, any kind of healthcare or benefits, things like that.
Well, and this is where I think Singapore has been quite progressive. There have been very few examples of this globally where there's been this massive move to reskill the population, right?
Mm.
So Singapore's Skills Future initiative is, I think, quite forward-thinking in terms of what is available typically out there. You also have a fundamental issue of how do you make sure that you find the right type of talent, right? And whereas before, a traditional face-to-face interview would have, or perhaps some sort of referral, you know, we were joking about LinkedIn earlier on, would be the way to conduct that approach. It's all about information asymmetry at the end of the day.
Sure.
Nowadays, there are sophisticated technological tools that will allow you to assess that you're bringing in the right talent, right? Turnover, we find, is typically highest in the first couple of years, even shorter period, which is only natural, right? People either fit in or don't fit in.
Sure. Speaking with Alexander Krasavin, partner and chief commercial officer for Aon's Human Capital Solutions in Asia. Alex, what sectors are going to remain resilient if, in fact, we do hit a recession or more financial downturns, industry downturns in coming months? Let's say the second half of the year into the first half of next year. What are you seeing are going to be the resilient opportunities?
Right. So I predicted this a little bit that it'll come up, but technology, very much so.
Yeah. But what angle?
Absolutely. Fundamentally, you can argue that what company is not a technology company nowadays, right?
Or at least they should be.
Right. If they're not, probably they're not going to be on that list. Absolutely. Let me maybe start off with a broader comment. So we just recently we published this study on what we call Trends Reports, the technology edition at the end of second quarter. So this is just fresh data.
Mm-hmm.
Singapore is coming in with about 20% of companies are looking at very aggressive hiring, right, within the tech sector. Just as a point of comparison, it's about equivalent to China, which we think of obviously as a fast-growing market. It's lower than India. So we are not in a bad position. Specifically within the tech sector, right, what are the hot skills? And maybe I would focus not so much on the broadness of the sector because the skills are somewhat amiable, but cybersecurity, machine learning, cloud computing, data science, right? There are probably not answers that, as I'm speaking them, you're surprised to hear. Glenn.
Yeah, sure.
But that's very much the truth. We are fundamentally changing not just from a full-time employment to an ecosystem or gig economy, as you want to call it, but there are certain core skill sets that are just running through all the type of jobs that are essential for the future.
Is that the same across the ASEAN, across the region, more broadly speaking?
I would actually even argue it's the same across the globe, right? The biggest challenge we see out in Asia is the disparity between the availability of core talent and the demand for that talent.
Yep.
And it is something that actually, so a fair bit of time we spent studying the compensation of, let's say, executives or those who are entering the workforce. Just to give you as a comparison, we look at something called pay gap ratios, which is what is the salary for those who are starting level professionals versus who are executives, so VPs and above. In countries like US, for example, it's typically a 4X.
Yeah.
In Singapore, it's about 8X.
Wow.
In China, it's about 20X, right? So lower starting salaries indicate that there's a large supply of talent, and compensation obviously is appropriately aligned, whereas obviously executives are paid roughly when it comes to base salary on an equal footing across the globe.
Alex, let's close out. Last question. As we come into this uncertain period or continue in this uncertain period, the second half of this year, what steps should employees take in Singapore? What skills should Singaporeans focus on to recession-proof themselves, if that's indeed possible?
Sure. So I think here the big question question is how short of a long term are we talking about? I've got a couple kids who I'm doing whatever I can to follow, to help them push, follow dad's footstep and study tech, study computer science.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, it is no longer, you know, I'm a geeky guy who would spend hours staring at a computer monitor, but that's no longer sufficient. It is skills such as team management. It's skills such as problem analysis. It's skills such as fundamentally project management that are so essential. So the behavioral, in addition to the technical skills, are absolutely essential. Fundamentally, again, I think taking advantage of initiatives such as Skills Future for those who've been out in the workforce and for those who are new and entering the workforce is looking at what are the additional longer-term opportunities, which jobs are being transformed into taking away the more transactional aspects, and which jobs, conversely, are coming along this horizon. And that's what we've got our pulse on.
Very important topic. Alex Krasavin, Partner, Chief Commercial Officer for Aon's Human Capital Solutions in Asia. Thanks for being with us today on Money FM.
Glenn, pleasure.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.